Dictation for Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Hem Street, H-E-M-S-T-R-E-E-T, March 3055, addresses a letter to Jamie, J-A-I-M-E, 5397747. Dear Jamie, a follow-up for Sheila. Left-sided nephrectomy, renal cancer, 2007, no recurrence with chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit a year ago. Minor edema. Doing low sodium. No hospital visits. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Prior colonoscopy 15 years ago. She's been doing a cold blood every 3 years. Remains on treatment for hyperthyroidism with methimazole, M-E-T-H-I-M-A-Z-O-L-E. Blood pressure on lisinopril norvasc. Occasionally she takes Excedrin for headaches. Other review system negative on physical exam, weight 177, blood pressure 144/80, at home 120s, 130s over 70s, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites tendinosomiasis, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, September creatinine 0.9, which is baseline. Malanemia, 12.8, a normal white blood cell platelet. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. GFR better than 60. Normal albumin. Normal calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Left-sided nephrectomy, 2007, renal cancer, no recurrence. Next number, stable kidney function. Previous calculations, 55, presently better. Next number, no activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells. Next number, blood pressure in the office runs high, at home, well controlled. Question, white coat hypertension. Continuous same lisinopril and amlodipine. Next number, lower extremity edema, likely from the amlodipine. Next number, on treatment for hyperthyroidism, tolerating methimazole without any hematological abnormalities. Come back in a year, end of dictation.